No dragon.
No dragon.
No dragon.
Now you can talk.
There is a small temple. It's dedicated to Bishamon.
Is it uncouth to summon spirits there, Kami?
Ish. I mean, no one's going to really know.
I find out what you're doing.
I find a quiet area and try to summon a wand.
Just want to talk to him.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a summon roll. That's fine.
Too late. 18, 25.
Yeah, I mean, you get a water spirit.
Hello, my friend.
A green human. You're not stopped by here very frequently.
You honor me with your arrival.
I've been here.
I'm looking. I was hoping that you might be able to tell me. Are there any men or women?
Yes.
Wearing this symbol. On their weapons, weapons, clothes, or on themselves. I draw the snake symbol in.
None that I know of. But human symbols are strange. I do not know what waves are. Well, I know what waves are, but not slinky waves.
Can you tell me of any other disturbances in this village?
Sometimes people get... They drink a lot of the funny-smelling water. And they fight each other. And it's very amusing.
That sounds like the right place. Thank you for your help.
Mm-hmm.
Dismiss it and meditate.
Talking to the spirit, being a spirit is always hard to rule.
You pretty much captured it. It was whimsical. No snake people that it knows of, which, you know, if they were hiding, they could be. And you wouldn't know.
It wasn't bad to ask, though.
No.
We're still in the lion territory, so I figured I should.
It was a prudent move.
Mm-hmm. You don't really get anything from your meditations. I mean, you recover your void and all that, but that's what you mean, well. But
there's no... We also had another...
But he has any void.
I meditate on a respect.
Okay. The night's pretty uneventful unless people want to do stuff.
Oh, there was some drinking, I heard.
I'm actually going to head with Yojomo-san, I want his company, but because he's good at talking to people, and he also knows he'll probably gather a lot of people.
And because the crane probably aren't going to be very happily, you're not going to be having a fun time in this town.
No, I do talk to you at some point during the day to just fill in the blanks on...
Yeah, I'll give you what she gave me.
I would actually talk to Shishinobu-san, and we'll do our old con... Where he pretends to be my manservant, or at least my chief advisor.
Sure.
So
you get the sense he probably feel more comfortable being your advisor this time, since being your manservant, but that the angry guy you pissed off wouldn't listen to him.
Right.
So,
but that way he can mingle.
He will kind of adopt a kind of older, wiser posture and stuff, and like he's training you.
Right. But at least that way he can talk to the common people. And maybe learn some things. But, yeah, I mean, we just want to see,
there's rumblings. They're, like, they seem excited. Like, it's the happiest you ever see lion. They're about to go to war, man!
Right.
Yeah, we love it! Woo! But they don't really want to talk with outsiders about it.
Well, I mean, we're just trying to see. I mean, the common people are probably more likely to have looser tongues than anyone we met at court.
You're surprised because a lot of the common people have actually been drafted as Ashigaru, so they're being trained as soldiers.
Okay. But they may be more willing to talk about it, or they're less guarded.
I mean, you can make a investigation roll.
I changed my mind. I stay in the courts.
That's probably your safest spot. As long as you keep your head down. Yeah.
Hey, explosion.
I might want to catch up with you before you left.
19.
I didn't fight it. I was able to.
Not really.
I didn't.
You don't really find anyone who's willing to talk to an outsider at this point.
Alright. Well, I mean, I have to sort of do the same thing. We'll just, you know. But I will go with your Toma, and I'll keep my ear out for anything back over here.
I'm going to catch it before you guys take off, like, sometime.
During the day.
Area.
Okay.
So, kind of...
All of us?
No, just him.
Okay.
Yeah. So what kind of commerce does your boat partake in?
Whatever people really need.
I suppose you're on the sea quite often.
Food's been in pretty high demand these days.
What about pearls?
It comes up from time to time. The wealthier families like to deal with them. And we have plenty of pearls out in the islands.
Hmm. What kind of quality?
Well, I would know, actually.
You probably would. And you can be as honest as you'd like to.
what kind of quality do they?
I mean, it's hard to tell with pearls. A lot of times they're good. Sometimes they're not as good. One thing you want to keep in mind is the Mantis currently have a policy of overselling everything when it comes to the crane. So
we have excellent pearls.
The world's finest.
Maybe the next time you guys come across, your boat comes across one, maybe I will purchase one from you.
Well, my friend, slap you on the back. We'll be seeing my crew soon enough. They'll be meeting us at the festival. Or at least some of them.
No, not at the festival. There's another city north of there. It's a Mantiful and Drangard city. They don't want to really pay the crane's tariffs, so they'll meet you up there.
They'll be meeting us nearby.
Let me know.
Pearls, you say? Let me see what I can do. I'll send a bird.
Okay.
Okay, then later that night I go out gambling and drinking.
You don't really find gambling there.
Oh, they don't gamble.
They're busy. They're preparing for war. I mean, the bars seem fairly empty because most of them are. It seems like they're going to march within the next week or so.
Wow,
it's right.
If we get that sense and people stop talking to me, actually, I'll go to their practice yards and kind of try to observe.
Actually, I kind of rewind a little bit after I'm done speaking with the Yoski.
Well, you're not done speaking with her yet.
Not yet.
Not after that.
Well, I mean, like.
Oh, you mean in court.
In court.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I plan on visiting her later tonight. But in court, I do approach the governor. And if I can. So
I mean, he's there. And, like, you can approach him.
Or at least, if not him, one of
I mean,
his...
you can approach him. He's not very approachable, but you can approach him.
if he seems too unapproachable, I'll...
No, I mean, like, he's there. He's putting in his appearance. He's being there.
Okay.
He's just a... angry dude who's ready for a fucking fight. Like
I'm kind of used to the fact that I'm a crab to kind of get away with this a little bit. But I'll just be like, I'll bow deeply. And Governor Sama, I'm just, as an outsider of this town, and as a man of war myself, I was wondering what righteous vengeance do you speak of?
Going to have insulted my court for the last 3 years.
Hey?
Our festival coming up.
Yes?
And they've given me no invitation. Their neighbor, a neighboring lord.
That is a mighty insult.
They will pay for it. I've given them 3 years to amend themselves, which is far more than I should have given.
Quite generous.
My generosity has reached its limits.
Understandable. But might this humble samurai just say that is war going too far? Do you think war is going too far for...
War is a strong word.
Down and in,
it should be
invite?
3 years of forsaken invites. And it'll be nothing more than a border skirmish. The government shall change hands, our border shall increase slightly, the Ukraine shall decrease slightly. I doubt they will petition the Empress for any revenge on such a thing. The matter shall be dealt with, and then the festival shall be a live festival, and I shall certainly be invited, as I shall be hosting it.
Hey, well, that I wish you a quick and speedy victory, Sama.
You honor me.
Thank you. And I bow and I take my leave.
So yeah, we find out information in that. We find out they're right ready for war.
They're ready. Yeah,
I don't drink too heavily.
You stop by the Yasky's house later. Or not house, but the room she's renting. She'll invite you in.
Okay.
She has long-stem cigarette puff. She's like, can I offer you anything? Tea? Sake? Sochu?
Sake would be wonderful.
Pour you some sake. Pour herself some sake. Okay. Kanpai.
Hey.
So, I trust you have asked your doji friend about proceedings?
Actually, I spoke with the governor directly about it.
Ah. Huh. I suppose you would respect the fellow warrior.
Seemed he did. Hmm.
Does his cause seem righteous?
It does. If the crane actually slighted him. It doesn't seem... The crane are not that stupid as to ignore a neighbor's invite.
Not all crane. Some crane may be.
Maybe. Yeah. If it was intentional, maybe they wish a border skirmish.
Perhaps. So tell me what you were up to. If it is so dangerous that it concerns the entire empire, as your crane friend would have me believe.
Well, the Dozier are not known for understating things, are they?
Overstating, sometimes.
Yes. But there was an incident at the Topaz Championship.
I've heard murmurs, but as I was not there.
Yes, involved the lion. And that is one of the things the magistrate sent us to investigate.
Is this something I should be calling in favors for?
I believe it is in good hands. We undid our investigations, and the surgeon took back over.
Either you impressed him or disappointed him.
It would seem my partners did the latter.
Unfortunate. But I suppose we can trust our little cousins with something.
He has a greater status than I, so he must be good at doing what he does.
You can find a mantis with high status just with a family. You know they have that rule.
What rule?
Oh, if you are married and have 3 children, you gain status. They give you a position.
Possibly has family elsewhere. I do not know anything about him personally.
I'm simply saying, never judge a book by its status.
But he is an Emerald Magistrate, so...
Well, given that the Emerald Champion is just over Jimin, I suppose he must have seen something in him.
Yes, that is odd, that it...
Well, let us not speak ill of those that the heavens have appointed.
Yes, not.
Well, I should be moving on from this place soon. Like, will you be needing transit back to Crablands? The Yasuki provinces at least have been repaired to a fair degree. Ostensibly to house courts.
I do not believe so. I think our travels will take us elsewhere.
You are somehow bound to this group.
It seems as if the fortunes have destined us for something greater.
Well, I hope so. 2 scorpion ones would never be too sure.
Yes. Yeah. And at this point, like, after drinking a little bit, I'd probably loosen up. I'd probably do tell him about what the Bayushi did with the with the duel. The unsanctioned duel.
What? No wonder the Suji took authority away from you. Well, I hope you don't get in any more trouble. Where is your scorpion friend now? Hopefully not killing another lion in cold blood.
I believe he learned his lesson with that one. I think he's out with the Yoritomo right now.
Interesting. Well, please, have as much sake as you'd like.
Thank you. I am enjoying your company.
I mean, she says stuff. It's mostly like she just wanted to. Yeah. You get the sense she just wanted to be appraised. Like, is this something I should call the clan's resources in on?
Right.
To check up.
Yeah. I probably actually drink a little bit more than I intend to.
She is hot, but she doesn't seem to be making any moves.
Yeah, no, I didn't think so myself. Just because of everything we've been through lately, it's like,
someone's got a thing going on with the crane anyway.
Matt, you were looking for another desktop, right?
Later. But you guys, the night passes pretty uneventfully.
Yeah. Once I realize no one at the bar, Ryota was going is going to talk to me, I go to the practice yards.
I follow on a board.
I mean, for the most part, they seem to mostly be not practicing. They're not practicing so much at this point. They're just kind of
drilling,
and they. I mean, a couple of them are kind of showing some Ashigaru how to. They're the line.
Yeah, they look like they're ready for war.
The line drilling is an impressive thing. They're a war machine. Like
you came with me, right? I must admit, you're from the sun. I must begrudgingly give line the credit where credit is due. They are the greatest army that the Empire has to offer.
Even
their villagers are well trained.
Yet again, still, many of these men will die. And for what?
They will die well.
The only death worth dying is in the service of the Empress, and they do not serve her.
They may believe that they do.
Don't let any of them hear you say that.
They fight in this, fruitless border skirmish, should it be called?
I believe their lord believes he's been insulted.
Feel insulted. Form a duel like a proper samurai.
I raise a bit of an eyebrow at that. I mean, knowing your character, I don't think he meant it as an insult, but...
I think I will return. As impressive as they are, I find them sickening.
Good. Gotten you the proper man as you would.
You got a pass on that.
Fuck the line.
I observed them for a little bit longer than I head back.
There's not really any interruptions or anything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that sense of there's going to be conflict near here soon, but not here exactly. So the village is still fairly peaceful. I mean, they're getting the defenses ready, but they don't look like they're expecting a counterattack or anything.
Right.
Or you know, preemptive counterattack or anything like that. So the next morning, I mean, you guys can definitely grab breakfast and whatnot.
And I come out to my horse. Good morning, my friend. Give him a pat.
He looks confused.
But not angry. So perhaps he is correct.
You've successfully confused a horse.
I'm sorry, go back a little bit to last sure. night. Rewind slightly. You said they're ready to march immediately, right?
Like I'm sorry? No, about a week.
About a week, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it should be after the festival, you think.
Maybe.
It's hard to tell.
But, I mean, they may...
They might wrap it up.
Yeah, I was going to say, they may also choose to strike when the festival is in full swing.
It's possible.
That would be when the others would have their pants down.
A lot of collateral damage, though.
Yeah, because there's other visitors, right?
Yeah. There's other people from other clans.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't do that, but...
I mean, they might. It'd be a good time.
He's
also honorable.
He is honorable, but he's also ready to
pop. He's honorable,
but they're also called berserkers.
Yes. Yeah.
So if you go
based on what I know off the line, I'm going to assume they're going to wait till the festival. But I do mention to you that the line are ready to strike as soon as the festival is over.
I agree from what we've seen.
Where is this?
In the morning when
we're rounding up. We're getting ready to ride out.
Mm.
I assume that the minute the festival ends and the guests,
this has to be some sort of misunderstanding. I don't understand how this just seems like so. Minuscule. How could they not get the invitations? I don't understand.
It's not like the Crane aren't known for petty insults.
Not known for petty insults.
Do you share what you learned?
Yeah, I don't.
No, that was in character.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, yeah.
What about this Coma fellow? He seems to be the root cause of this.
Unfortunately, I did not see him at all. I was hoping to see if I can glean anything from him, but since I would have a better chance than with the governor.
Koma who? Sugyo.
Sugyo.
I was asking that in character.
Oh, okay.
Because I missed that part in character.
Right.
What about Nakoma?
Apparently, he was also offended, right?
He had been in Kusatan province.
Yeah.
And
he was the brought back.
He was there, and in like 3 years ago he stopped going and he told his lord
that they had insulted the entire house, and then that year the Matsu stopped getting the invitations. Like, at first he didn't believe the Akoma, and then after he stopped getting the invitation, he's like, what is this? So he sent back a plea, like, hey, explain what's going on. Tell me what's going on. Didn't get anything. The next year he didn't get an invitation.
Yeah, he was the one that...
Yeah.
That he's the one that said, they insulted our house.
Right, exactly.
And then after that point, didn't get anything.
How are the deliveries sent?
By messenger, generally.
I mean, it's very possible that this character...
He could be fomenting war for his own reasons.
That's very true.
It's possible.
If we search the trees, we find several bodies of dead messengers.
I wouldn't even think it would be dead messengers. I think if he insulted the crane in some way, that it's possible that
he precipitated it.
Yeah.
The Akoma. Is he a courtier or a Bushi?
Courtier.
He was a courtier.
Before we jump to conclusions, though, these skirmishes, I hear about them every day.
Yeah.
I hate to admit, even my clan sometimes is involved in these little activities.
Well, this seems like more than a skirmish. This is a targeted insult. Whether they meant to or not, one side is provoking the war.
Crane would not insult Nakoma and then stop sending invites to his lord.
Unless the Nakoma did something so...
Unless the Akoma insulted the crane. Well, but then the crane will just duel the Akoma.
We'll only find out from the crane.
Norm's been taking care of the messengers that are trying to send the invites.
Could be any of the Bobby. Might not even be...
We didn't know anything about the Akoma, right? He's
a power player. He goes all over the place.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, he's basically Mugoy's right-hand man. No, he's stationed here, but he's very frequently not here.
Okay.
Yeah, he's very frequently not here.
Something
he's
like
basically been sent
house,
all over. Yeah, he's been sent all over the place, so.
Well, we may not learn any more here. It appears that we'll have to do the rest of our fact-finding in Kasatan Shiro.
I would assume I would have better luck finding out exactly what happened there.
You may
know.
So they are your people.
Yeah.
Not right off.
Okay.
I think that's about all we're going to learn here.
So you guys head out.
Do not worry, my friend. I'm sure we'll find plenty of people there that do not like us.
A crab in Cranelands? What? We're loved.
Scorpion, I used to say human.
So you guys head out. Like I said, it's only really a day's ride. So you get to the gates by nightfall.
How many days away is the festival, too?
2 or 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we actually don't have that much time. Mm-hmm. And how long does the festival last?
Generally a few days.
Okay.
Three-ish. But you get there, it's not nightfall. It's getting on towards evening, like the sun's heavy in the sky. And you come upon Kasatan Shiro, which is a large military castle located on a low hill. And actually, you see it as you come in because it had an excellent view of the plains leading north to Lionlands. So you guys kind of see it as you're heading back south. It's very, like, you can see it coming up. It's very splendidly arrayed and beautiful, quite beautiful. But those of you who have battled can roll battle perception.
Battle perception. Okay. 9. Terrible.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Sure is.
Wow, it's a really easy roll, and yet somehow you failed that.
Totally did.
But below the hill, as you're passing through a large town, it's a very large town. You assume it houses, and you probably know, it houses roughly 2,000 commoners.
Relative size to the other town, pretty about the same.
It's a little less big, but only mildly.
Okay.
Just mildly. It does boast 3 inns.
A
large, high-quality inn called the Golden Crane, and 2 smaller, cheaper establishments catering to poor clientele, so people who aren't the Orotomo. There's also a geisha house called the Lucky Star, located on the main street facing the castle for maximum convenience of samurai clients. And it also boasts a large temple to Bishamon Fortune of Strength, along with several smaller shrines to other fortunes. One thing you do notice, even with your terrible, terrible battle roll, is that the town is not walled.
Okay, the town's going to be a sacrifice.
Right. The immediately adjacent castle is assumed to provide security against banditry.
Okay. But they're preparing for a siege, and they're not protecting the town, that I can see.
Well, As you guys are coming up, you can see they're hurriedly trying to prepare for siege, but it does not look like they are prepared enough at all. Nor do you really see the festival being prepared for, probably this kind of threw them off. So
when the lion comes, the crane will not be ready.
This is a slaughterhouse.
I assume it would only take days for them to take the castle.
Yeah. The south and the east of the town are cultivated lands. As you're passing through, they're covered in rice paddies and grain fields with several smaller satellite villages visible on the horizon. There's also a nearby patch of woods that's several acres, you would assume, which is carefully tended for timber and firewood, from what you can tell. And to the north and the west, from where you guys are coming from, it's very uncultivated land. It's relatively open. Like, there's no catch points. There's nothing that they would serve them for an ambush point or a stopping point or chokehold. And there's only really a few trees and patches of brush, and it's interrupted only by a single road. It's kind of sneaking its way into Kutzat and Chira, and then back again towards the road where you guys are coming.
This will be their best line of defense, but they can simply starve them out. I see no victory for the crane here.
When you guys arrive in town, it does seem outwardly prosperous. The buildings are in good repair. I mean, even after the war, the rice paddies and grain fields are plentiful and healthy, and the shops and other businesses all seem to be doing well. However, you know, the residents are subdued. They're lacking in energy, the peasants are sullen, slump-shouldered, and there's this undercurrent of tension and fear. Like, they know what's coming, they know they're not going to be able to stop it, and they're just like, oh shit, we're all doomed. Yeah, and as I said, the preparations for this festival are lackluster. Like, there's a festival.
It's hard to prepare for, like, a festival when you know there's a war. Let's be happy for 5 days until the war comes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even if it doesn't come, say we even stop, the festival's going to be like, ick.
Right.
Some face on it.
So if anyone would like to make courtier... gossip.
Is the court in the village or is the court in the castle?
It's in the
castle. Okay, yeah. So we'll make our way there, but in the meantime.
I got
two raises.
You got what?
I got 20.
I thought you said a 1. I'm like, how?
I have 4 keep 3. It's impossible.
I'm horrible with people.
I roll 3 ones and I can't re-roll them.
Terrible with people.
I don't have courtier.
But I'm great with common people.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, the man.
I missed. 24.
Got 24?
Yeah.
It doesn't miss. This is
what's
your
raises?
Oh, yeah, it does. So the crane in his own land learns nothing. However, the scorpion of the mantis...
I can't re-roll those because it's not...
Like, everyone's talking to me.
you seem oddly stumped.
Yeah.
You're like, hey guys, what's going on? They're like, you're Tobosan. Let me tell you
I'm missing all the small stuff.
They're thinking, you know, war's coming, what good is the courtier going to do us? But
right.
Let's talk to the Bushi and the Shigenja.
And
that's like, Tom smells like money.
Yeah, he does. He smells just like money.
Everyone talks to money.
That's true. You guys learn right off the bat that the governor is Daidoji Sokazaka. And for the most part, he has eschewed the traditional Daidoji militarism to focus more on the crane's propensity for artwork and culture and beauty and stuff like that, which is normally great.
Right. Not.
But not right now.
No,
the other things that you guys both notice is that you're hearing as you go through town, you know, people talking about this, murmuring it under the breath, that there have been actually already border clashes between the crane and the lion, and the crane border patrols have been basically being snuffed out. So that's why you see this hurried defense. Like, apparently, the governor and his people weren't even aware of this until a few days ago when the border clashes started.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're like, oh shit, we're at war? Nobody told us. Okay. So, you know, Sokazaka has ordered Ashigaru raised, so there are less peasants than you would expect actually here, because they're being forcibly conscripted into Ashigaru, and they do not seem prepared.
Right. Not like the lion Ashigaru, who's like, yeah, this is the third war.
I'm just in shock, because I'm looking at this land, and there's no way they're going to be able to defend this, and I just can't even you know, I'm not even paying attention to anything else that's going on. I'm just seeing in shock. And it's like, well, we've been friends with the Lions for a while.
Yeah, I mean, for the past, like, decade.
Yeah,
I think we must present ourselves in court and find out why they're not sending their invitations.
Well, as you guys are headed up the road, you guys do notice in the north, in the Oakland Plains, there are peasants working. For the most part, guards are not letting, like, they're standing there, obviously obstructing view,
right,
guarding something.
Out in the fields?
Out in the fields, yeah.
For what it's worth, prejudices aside,
mm-hmm.
I think I can use etiquette to try to raise the spirits of the people I talk to.
Okay.
I try.
Danny, you guys do anything about the peasants working in the field?
I'm trying to figure out what's going on out there.
I fail.
Okay.
Investigation first?
The Shishiro might. I imagine the Shishiro might stealth around.
He's
see what they're guarding, at least.
He seems unwilling to do it just because it's such an open area and
yeah.
things are so tense. He doesn't want to come up
yeah.
as a spy for...
Wait till night
time.
wait till night.
Basically. Well, if you guys come up and you're going towards the guards, the samurai, I understand you may be allowed in these lands, but I cannot allow you past this point. Please head to the governor's court. But,
yeah,
I mean, they say that to
right.
those four.
Yeah,
but
I
kind of
let them right off. It's like, I will meet you all in court very soon.
Does it look like that location has any strategic significance? No. It's just a field?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay. Just
take
I'll wait for them. I'll nod to the guards and I'll just head up to the court.
Yeah. I mean, they will let you through. And you can see that the peasants are working. They're busily preparing a array of traps, pits, and a bunch of other defenses that have apparently been allowed to lay fallow in the past decade or so around the place. But now they're like trying to get them reassembled and put together. They're not going to be ready in time.
It's going to be like 7 samurai, but there's only 5 of us.
There's also some masons and carpenters who are hard at work patching cracks and flaws and cuts out materials outer defenses. And as I said, like, it's... You guys can all see as you're walking up that there are groups of Sylvan looking Ashigar drilling in the fields. And I mean, you were watching the line just last night, and these guys are nowhere near up to snuff.
Yeah.
There's considerable, like, it's bad. And you also get from the two of you who rolled your gossip rolls that the taxes have recently increased very sharply. They're like doing everything in to prepare, but it's just not. And the peasants seem very unhappy.
Too little, too late.
Very, very, very unhappy with all of a sudden all these extra measures.
Right, and half of them now are also being conscripted.
Right, exactly. And they're asking for a much larger harvest with half the workforce, and
right.
it's yeah, yeah. But unfortunately, you guys do get to the court a little too late to actually go in.
It's too late.
So, I mean, you guys would basically want to be spending the night at this point, and you can announce yourselves tomorrow.
What time is it?
It's, as I said, you got to the village getting around dusk, and then it was
okay.
a couple hours
oh,
after
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
it's after
a little bit to get in there.
Yeah, I mean, if it was earlier, I would actually go to the geisha house to see if we could learn anything there, but if it's getting...
You could go to the geisha house.
Well, is it like 8 o'clock?
To quote-unquote learn things.
To learn things.
We'll learn plenty.
They won't teach you what you're expecting. Geisha,
Jack. Since I wasn't able to...
You have to court geisha.
Yeah.
Since I wasn't able to announce myself and stuff like that, I don't take part in
mm-hmm.
that. I'll just go find an inn.
Yep. I'm assuming you go unless you guys are specifically slumming it. I'm assuming you guys are going to the Golden Crane.
Yes.
Okay. Do the rest of you go along to the Golden Crane too, or?
I actually go to the Geisha House.
Okay.
The Lucky Star.
Yeah, the Lucky Star. That's fine.
I'll take note of where they're going. Then I'll get there eventually.
Anyone else? What are you guys doing?
No duels here.
I go look for a gun.
None of my lands.
You probably can find one in the Golden Crane.
I kind of figured you wouldn't find too much to do.
The Shishiro is like, I'll leave that to you. No offense, but they don't generally do two first.
Are there any hot springs in town? Or anything like that? No.
Okay. So I'll just head to the Golden Crane then.
Okay.
So it does cater to visiting samurai and the wealthier breed of commoner. And due to the booming commerce in this normally prosperous region, it's a very large two-story building with an attached bathhouse. So If you are looking to clean up, there you go.
Yeah. I've been on the road for a couple days.
A walled garden and a generously sized stable, so you can all stable your horses there. The common room is large and usually crowded with samurai visitors and traveling merchants. Samurai from Kosan and Shiro regularly visit in the evenings for food, drink, and conversation. There's an innkeeper. He's a cheerful, portly fellow. You learn for some sign. His name is Gofu. I didn't write this part, so
I don't
know.
He
keeps a staff of four serving men to deal with his abundant customers. You guys do, you know, come into the common room, and you'll notice there are several off-duty samurai. There is a crab woman. She's got the kabuki face paint, which marks her as probably a kuni. And an old, old scorpion.
Does the crab have any... does she have, like, scroll satchels?
She.
I said she. Okay. No. So probably a witch hunter, then.
Yeah. There's a couple other people, too. There's a dragon. Looks like a monk. Hard to determine his age. He's very fit. A short, physically unimpressive man with a long goatee and drooping mustache. He wears unicorn colors. You would assume he's a Shugenja, judging by his robes and scroll satchel. And there's actually a second scorpion who does not seem to be attached to the old man, who's kind of unremarkable, wearing a simple wooden mempo, sitting in a corner, smoking a pipe. Conveniently, the other scorpion is sitting in another corner of the old man, also smoking a pipe. They don't seem to be having anything to do with each other, but they don't... I mean, they don't seem at odds. They just don't seem to be there together.
Calling them.
Possibly.
Yeah, they're always together.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, it's standard. There's light conversation between some of them. Some of them are just enjoying the food or doing work or whatnot, so...
Well, first, go up to the innkeeper and get our room settled.
He will, you know, he charges a fair amount, but probably like 8 kabuku a piece.
Okay.
Because he's fairly prosperous and he can afford to be picky. I mean, it's all included. You have access to the bathhouse, the stables, you get meals for as long as you're pounding, you just go through a night. You know, but other than that, it's pretty nice. It's a nice establishment. There's a biwa player playing, you know, starting on a nice like tune, and it's very pleasant. You feel home finally, like off the road and back in proper civilization.
Yeah, I'm kind of relishing that for a little while. I'll probably take out a trip to the bathhouse as well.
Okay.
But after I'm done.
Do all of you, aside from Mr. Geisha Man, going to the bathhouse? Or? Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys all attend to the bathhouse, wash off the dirt of the room and stuff, and. I mean, it's there's this undercurrent of unease, but for the most part, like it's just such a relaxing in an environment. You guys are kind of like, you know, able to relax.
Yeah,
as much as
a
crab ever relaxes, but
yeah. Soak for a little while,
right? So I'll leave you guys to soak. You get to the Lucky Star, and I mean, it seems fairly busy. There's a festival on. There's a lot of people in from out of town. But you are eventually shown a girl, shown to a girl.
No.
Or, well, you're shown some girls.
No.
Or boys,
nope.
If you'd like.
Nope. Actually, there's a madam, right?
Yeah.
I approach her. I met a traveler on the road. His name was Akoma. You may be familiar with him, but he described a girl here, his favorite, a woman of great beauty, but her name escapes me.
Oh, we have many of great beauty, Baishi-san.
But this is one that...
she will say san, excuse me, yes.
Yeah.
Baishi-san.
But this is one that Akoma-san greatly favored.
Hmm. What was her name?
I cannot recall.
Allow me to see who is available.
I describe Akoma-san also, at least the little bit
right.
I know. You know, he's a crane courtier.
Line.
Or line courtier, rather.
Akoma Sugio, I have not seen him in many years. Not for the last few. Very rarely would he stop in.
He did mention a geisha of whom he was very fond. You recommended her to me.
I shall look through the books.
And incline my head. I don't bow, but right. I incline my head.
She will bow.
Right.
And she will. I mean, she takes her time.
Right.
Yeah. To head off to the book. Triple she will back actually, like, beckon you to follow her because she's going to check out the book. She looks back at you. Well, I only see he was ever here twice.
Mm. Did he see the same girl both times?
It seems a girl named Hannah.
Yeah, she's still here.
She is. Unfortunately, she's currently entertaining someone else.
Yeah. Do you make appointments? Sorry, this is out of here. Do you make appointments?
Yeah, generally.
Well, perhaps if she's free at some point tomorrow, I'd like to book an appointment with her.
Tomorrow evening, if you'd like. Who might I say is expecting her company? She'll kind of.
Where is she? Here, Walter.
There's been some time since she's entertained a scorpion as well. Mm. But I suppose you are here for the festival.
Yes.
I apologize for the sorry state of things. Usually they're much more exuberant about it.
We did hear some grumblings on the way here, and we did actually pass through Cairo as well. Very tense.
My advice to you, but as you saw, is to keep your head down.
Mm.
She'll close her book at that.
Yeah.
And I shall see you tomorrow evening.
It'll be my pleasure.
Okay, so...
I head back. What was the inn? The Golden...
The Golden Crane.
Golden Crane, yeah.
But you, guys, you arrive at about the same time they're getting out of the bath.
Okay. I'll take a quick bath, and...
That's fine.
I will let them know that I've made an appointment with Kana.
Hannah,
who Akoma saw twice. See if I can learn anything from her.
Just basically means flower.
See, I'm scheming.
I stop for a moment. I look at you, my friend. Don't let anyone say that they look down upon you.
Hmm.
Your clan serves the Empress, just as all our clans do. And it is our prerogative to not know how you get info. But I know that you protect the Empire. I give him a slight bow.
Very few understand that. Don't tell me sorry.
We all have our purposes. And if it must come a day...
Yeah,
that
I'm
you
pretty
need
sure
to...
the company of a geisha is not disgraceful.
As long as you don't go around, I had sex with a geisha at the...
I boned her!
If the day ever comes where you must kill me to defend the Empire, I understand.
I hope that day does not come.
Me too. I kind of like living.
So you guys want to head back into the common room.
Yeah.
You serve dinner. Like I said, the same group of people are there. They seem to be basically settled in for the night for the most part.
How's the conversation? Is the conversation more about the festival? Is it a little bit about the about what's going on as far as the border?
A bit of column A, a bit of column B. I mean, they're kind of set. Particularly animated is the young crab lady. She seems convinced there's something sinister happening here, but no one's really like, yeah, yeah, couldn't you always...
The crane, something sinister on which side of the... Or just
she's in the village, she seems to think there's something sinister.
Start talking about, ooh, those wacky witch energy. Start getting more involved in it.
You are a local?
I am not, actually.
Well... But perhaps I know more than you do.
This is very possible. You talk of some sinister dealings, and
well,
I'd like to snuff such things out of my lines.
Very honorable of you. There's not much I can say, but I am Funiaya.
Don't you usually?
An honor. I am. Sorry to say that your lands seem to be infested.
In what way do you mean infested?
Well, have you heard about the uprisings? The peasants are on the verge of revolting.
They are being worked hard. It is only to prepare themselves for their protection.
Well, I'm trained to look this certain things beyond the mundane province of such things. There's something else here. The unrest in your province is due to something. I'm not certain what, but I know if I were allowed to investigate it, I would uncover it, prevent this entire conflict.
No one is preventing you from doing such a thing.
Your governor. He takes no stock in my claims. Much as the crane ever takes stock in the claims of a crab. Am I right, brother? She points at you.
Certainly.
No. It has been my own humble experience with the crab that they've been quite honorable and quite helpful. Perhaps it is... Perhaps maybe I can sway his ear.
Well, she will take a seat at the table then. Have you heard of the ritual these people do here, your peasants?
I have not, obviously.
There is a sacrifice they perform to apparently appease the local kami every year during this festival. It apparently involves blood. That indicates to me that there's some maho sukai present here. But of course, your governor dissuades such claims, saying there couldn't conceivably be a cult of such things in these lands. And I'm out of a jurisdiction. I don't have any say here. Perhaps you could talk to him tomorrow. Perhaps you could let him know that what I say is true and that it should be investigated and looked into.
I think any claim of such needs to be investigated into. This is not the first time I've heard this, Norm.
No? Here? Recently?
Not far. But I'm not...
You see, they're springing up all over. It's another outbreak.
But please, as I do you this favor, please do me this and not speak more of this until I can sway the governor's ear. I think more speak would end up disfavoring you.
It is the duty of the Kuni to expose such things.
I will make sure you're successful at your task.
I will hold off for now to allow you to have your conversation with the governor. I only hope that it leads to fruit, or that it bears fruit. Or else, I won't have any choice but to continue.
I hope that your claims are not true, but it must be looked into.
So you do not recognize the true threat of these Maho Sukai in these lands?
No, I recognize the threat of anything that has this taint. But I want to be damn sure that it is actually within my lands, or within my clan's lands, before I make such a claim.
Well, it is a clear sign of a peasant revolt. They often turn to such things as they don't know better. And if you're worried about this conflict between the lines, think of how bad it will be if the peasant revolt right before it happens. Governor Lord Sokazaka needs to take action, and he needs to do so now if he wishes to keep control of his lands.
I appreciate your time and what you said.
Well,
I'm sure I will do my best to tend to
turn. I hope you will. I hope you both will, Rima-san, if you're any kind of speaker. She will get up, she'll bow.
Yeah,
and go back to her table.
This is not bold well.
I'm just sitting down, observing the room.
Too coincidental to have this happen here, as it happened not far away.
What are the other scorpion doing?
I mean, the younger one, he's chatting up a couple of the local crane and just seems to be...
They're watching me, watching them.
Actually, you can make notice rolls as far as the old one. The old one goes. Yeah, this is...
14. I noticed that he was old.
No. Actually, you do notice during your guys' conversation with the Kuni, he does. He's writing in a journal.
Well, I'm not talking about it.
Well, yeah, but you're at the table. Talking, right. Yeah, that he does look over at your guys' group a couple times.
I have 16.
You notice it too. He doesn't like say anything or get involved, but he.
We watch him.
Yeah.
I mean, when that happens, if I make contact, I nod with him. I nod at him.
not back.
Assuming he has his reasons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he'll wait a while, but actually he will point to you and wave you over.
Mm. Excuse me? Yeah, I get off him. I joined him.
Baishi-san, you honor me. He's an older dude. He's probably at the age of retirement, if not older than that. He's very old. He's got a long, thin salt and pepper goatee beard.
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know, you notice it a couple times. You're watching. He's been stroking it as he's thinking and stuff. And he's balding. He only has enough hair on his scalp for a very small samurai top knot at the back of his head. And he wears a simple paper mask that covers the upper half of his face, so you only just catch eye slits.
Mm-hmm.
He's carrying a wooden pipe, smokes it in his idle moments. You can make a lore heraldry roll.
Best skill for deception.
It comes up a lot.
12.
He is a yogo.
Oh.
That's really all you can tell. Okay. He has a magistrate's badge.
Oh, so he's...
Actually, does he... Yes, he's a clan magistrate. Yeah.
Yogo-sama?
But she's not. I'm curious, since you seem to have received comment, have you heard any rumors from the road?
Well, we actually stopped at Kirill on our way here. I believe that the line will strike as soon as the festival is over.
Yes, I've been here for a little while and I've noticed... The crane, I've only just recently been getting prepared for such a thing.
Yes, there's no way they're going to be ready. The line are a week at most away from marching.
Oh, no. Sadly, my little visit's going to be disrupted by this war, it seems.
Mm. We also heard some rumors regarding a coal miner.
Sugio.
A lion courtier.
I've heard nothing of this, but I've only been in the province for a few weeks, so...
He was the one who came back to Lion Lance and reported to the Matsu governor that the crane had insulted him. That it was at that point that the invitations to him stopped. I find it hard to believe that they would suddenly decide to stop inviting their neighbor.
Crane are not always known for being the most prudent when it comes to the lion. So.
I agree. But even so, it seems strange to us.
Indeed, it does sound strange, yes. So then you came here to stop the conflict?
We've come to investigate. I don't know if it's within our power to stop, but we will certainly find out what we can.
I do not see a magistrate's badge on you.
Well, I chuckle. We recently had... such resident authority, but perhaps my actions cost us that authority for this visit.
Your actions? What actions?
Well, I slew a lion drunkard in the street. In my defense, he did have it coming.
I see. Well.
And he challenged me.
Seems he was foolish to do so. Well, I suppose he will have to regret that in the next life, won't he?
Hi. He took my name to the grave.
That's what he should.
Also, I didn't do it, but it would have been totally hardcore as he lay dying and I whispered my name to him. We can pretend that I did that.
You can pretend you did that.
I will pretend that I did that. Back when I tell the story, that's going to get added to the story.
There you go.
Even though it didn't happen. But it's going to be in the story.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in your investigation.
Appreciate it. And you may also want to keep an eye out for any strange occurrences.
What kind of strange occurrences?
Do not know. But,
well,
did I overhear their conversation?
Yeah, you were at the table.
I just didn't participate in that. Yeah. No, this Kuni seems to believe that there's the work of the Shadowlands are afoot here. But I've heard that they see shadows in every corner.
Well, this old man may not know very much about such things, but it seems to me that sudden high taxes may have more to do with this unrest than any quaint local superstitions.
I tend to concur. They're being worked hard, and they're also being conscripted.
Hmm.
Heavy taxes and conscription are are not a way to win your people's favor.
Generally not, no. Well, I trust you have to introduce yourself to the governor tomorrow, so you should probably get an early start.
We'll do that tomorrow.
And I'm old, and I'm planning for bed soon.
I bow.
He will rise up. Yeah. Gets up with some difficulty and goes off the bed.
I venerate him for his wisdom, but I also wonder why he didn't meet an honorable samurai set at some point.
It's probably with the yoga.
Yeah.
I never can tell.
That's what I'm saying. He has a magistrate's badge, so...
But at the same time, it's the old ones you gotta watch out.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He could be super dangerous still.
Yeah.
Who knows? He didn't carry a daisho, did he?
I mean, he's got a wakizashi. But he's a shigenja.
I was just
talking
about
that.
Oh, yeah. Yoga is
a
lot of our shigenja.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh, an old shigenja? That's who I want to mess with.
That's probably the most dangerous type of old dude.
That's the old bushis you gotta watch out for. Because the old shigenja, he could be living in a temple his entire life. No shit.
Yeah, if he's still rocking around as a bushi, that means he knows a lot of shit.
That means he went a lot of the world.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to stop. Part two.
Okay.